This is an Orville note, October 16, 2016. What have we heard? What have you heard today? Take a moment and think back on the last hour, half a day, the last 2 days, or the last week, and call to mind the things that you've heard. You've heard the two leading candidates for the highest office in the land use language and make statements that most of us would never use in our most private conversations as they criticize, smear, and do everything they can to discredit their opponent. You've heard scores and updates and highlights on football games, baseball pennant races, and soccer and hockey games. You've heard comments about the damage done by Hurricane Matthew in Haiti and on the East Coast, as well as messages from your children, grandchildren, and friends, and countless commercials and advertisements. You've heard music. You've heard familiar old songs that touched your heart and brought back memories of tender moments. You've heard new songs that remind you of what's good in your life and give you hope about the future. You've heard a lot, and as you go through the day, you'll hear a lot. Many of you will listen with headphones or earbuds to block out other sounds so you can hear what you want to hear. Because you're hearing so many stories, opinions, judgments, conversations, and noise, it might be helpful to listen to these words from the New Testament book of Hebrews. The writer begins the second chapter of Hebrews with this: "We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away." If you've listened to preachers and Bible teachers, you probably understand that the "therefore" in the middle of the sentence is there for a reason. Usually, it's a reminder to pay attention to what has just been said. As you read through the letter, you'll notice that the writer of Hebrews uses "therefore" quite often. Therefore, his statement at the beginning of the sentence is important to him. We must pay more careful attention to what we've heard. When you see "therefore" and you read back over what you've just read, it helps you connect what you're reading with what was just written. In this case, the writer is reminding us to make sure we understand that he is sharing his testimony, perhaps God's testimony about Jesus and the importance of recognizing him for who he is. He begins with a descriptive statement about Jesus' superiority over the angels. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. It's from Hebrews 1:1-4. Then you come to the statement in chapter 2. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away. The writer's telling you that if you're hearing messages that take you away from God, that cause you to drift away from the Lord, or distracts you from Jesus, you must pay more careful attention. I think he might also include these warnings. If you're hearing messages that discourage you, you must pay more careful attention. If you're hearing messages that weaken your resolve to follow Jesus, you must pay more careful attention. If you're hearing any message that might cause you to treat another human disrespectfully or think of another person as inferior to you, you must pay more careful attention. If you're hearing a message that makes you feel superior or above God's laws or the laws of the land, you must pay more careful attention. If you're hearing messages that cause you to drift away from what you know is right in God's eyes, you must pay more careful attention. If you're hearing messages that tell you that anything or anyone other than Jesus Christ is the path to salvation, you must pay more careful attention. You must pay more careful attention to what you have heard. We've heard, many of us, since before we were born, that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, that He is the Lord of all. Are you paying careful attention to those words? In the next 24 hours, you'll hear many things, many different things. Some will be good and positive words. Some will be uplifting words of truth. Some will be degrading and dehumanizing words. You must pay more careful attention to what you hear and to what you have heard. Here's a song that might help, the voice of truth. Pay more attention to what you have heard and what you will hear this week. It's very important.